Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, yo, yo.
Heyo, heyo.
Heyo.
What it is, Jive Turkey.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, man?
Oh, it is going. I fixed the camera. Everybody was like, my camera's backwards. And I got the old frickin' Pardon My American podcast track jacket going on here. Okay. Hey, it might be time. It might be time. I don't know. It's getting a little chilly out. We got to bring the jackets back, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the name.
That too. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do an internal poll. Let's see what people think.
All right. I know what people think. They want it, baby.
Okay. All right.
If you want us to change our name back to Pardon My American, leave a comment on this video, no matter what.
There you go.
Anyway.
There you go.
Doing well, dude. You know, Chris still recovering. We'll just leave it at that. He's still a little puffy in the face. He's got some stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I got to see him today. I went over and got him a care package. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Got him a little care package. I did. I got him a Twinkie because they're soft. You know what I'm saying? I got him some Twinkies. Got him some beer, which I found out he can't have for another 2 weeks.
Okay.
Got him some Jello pudding. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you know. But yeah, he was, you know, listen, man, it's a big procedure that he had done, and it's gonna take a little time to get the healing. And he obviously doesn't want to come on all puffy and you know, not speaking real clear and stuff. So we're letting him get that and get healed up, and then we'll see him when he's done, man.
Dango. Yeah, yep. Well, I'm hoping for a speedy recovery. And
for sure.
Dude, so we're going to get into some of Trump's picks. I know you wanted to touch base on that.
Yeah, sure, man.
And
yeah,
then
eventually
there's a couple stories that we brought. Well, I mean, it has to kind of do with the election. There was a lesbian who murdered her father with an axe pick on election night.
Yeah.
And the story is bizarre, bro. And you brought another story of a guy who killed his family members on election night.
After Trump won. Yeah. I don't know if it was election night or if it was the next day, but yeah.
But it's like this liberal rage, or it's like you really can't stand to to be in the country that bad where you're going to murder your family?
Well, I definitely want to get into the stories. The one that I gave you, you had mentioned the pick, which I find insane, right? And as soon as you said that, I was like, wait, hold on. I got another one for you. So I haven't really read much about the one that I sent,
okay,
but we can dive into it. I think what it is, man, it's mental illness, dude. A lot of these people are mentally ill. People.
Absolutely. Do you want to go on this, the one that you sent me first?
Sure, man. I just want to make sure you can still see me, right? Okay. I just want to make sure here because I'm reading some stuff on my thing.
Yeah.
On my phone. Yeah. So this was, there's a couple different sources that were putting this out, but U.S. man kills family members, takes his own life after Trump's victory. So this was posted November 11th. So this was, you know, a couple days ago.
He's wearing a hat on top of a hat, by the way.
Yeah, he looks unstable. He looks a little unstable already in the photos, but
he has a wife and a child. So, I mean, he killed them. So,
well, he killed. Yeah. So Anthony Nephew. OK, he shot himself, his wife, his ex-partner and two children after the November 5th election that brought President-elect Donald Trump back into office. Pretty sad, bro. 46-year-old Minnesota father expressed anger over Trump's decision or his election. The shooter, who was age 46, had a pattern of mental health issues. You don't say. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's interesting. He was 46 years old. He had mental health issues. Our 46th president also had mental health issues. I'm just saying, like, there's some connections there. 46, 46. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I just, you know, with this one, it's just... To your point, I get the anger, you know, like you didn't win, you hate Trump or you think you hate Trump. But man, you're taking out like a whole family, man. You're, you know, like the entire entity, your ex-wife, your current wife, children, like, you know, is that bad? Like you're that concerned. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so check this out. Like these numbers are kind of weird. They like kind of correlate with the ages of the people involved in the president. It's kind of weird. Or like at least the number of the president, like 45, 46, 47. So check this out. Like this is saying authorities found Anthony Nephew's ex-partner, Aaron Abramson, who is 47. And their son, Jacob Nephew, who's 15, whatever. But it's like, this person was dead, you know, gunshot wounds, 47. And then after identifying Anthony Nephew as a suspect, police found his 45-year-old wife, Catherine Nephew. Like, Trump was 45th, he's the 47th. And then we got the 46th. It's just weird, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just noticed those stupid numbers like that. It probably means nothing, but...
Well, this guy... put out a bunch of posts, obviously very much against Trump. He claimed to be independent, but every time he posted something with like Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, it always had like hope, peace, blah, blah, blah. Trump was always hate. I don't find that independent personally, but I thought it was kind of funny in the article here. In one post, he accused Republicans of making it harder for women to leave abusive relationships, yet he murdered his whole family.
You know, right? Like nothing's like, more abusive than that, bro.
No, man, you kept them there for life. You know what I'm saying? Like you basically took their life. So, yeah, I think these people are delusional, man. Who do you blame? You blame the media on this shit. You have to. I think they should be held accountable for this kind of shit, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where, you know, you get into like the whole Smith Munt Act and like Obama, like making this possible for that, like, you know, the whole politics thing. They can lie to you. They can, you know, sell you political kind of propaganda. They legalize propaganda. But I just don't know if that would actually solve the issue, because there's ways to kind of slander somebody without just political propaganda, because The problem is like anonymous sources. And when a lot of this stuff comes down to like an anonymous source close to the, you know, investigation or close to the matter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? Like that's going to be the spark of this whole whatever that they're throwing at Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Because like a lot of the stuff that they've said about Donald Trump has come out to be false. You know, it's verifiably false, you know, and that's one of the big things why people like him is like, dude, if you have this big media apparatus and you have like this big, like deep state that doesn't like him, they must not like him for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you got to build up this whole story of like, well, Trump did this, this, and this, and this, and this. And then, you know, each one of those turns out to not be real. Eventually somebody has to be accountable for that. And like, going back to what you're saying, when you have the media out there, just kind of propagating these stories, and you even have like Hillary Clinton paying for the whole Russiagate thing.
Yeah.
She got slapped with a fine, like a measly whatever $1,000 fine, like pennies to her.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, yeah, what is going to be the accountability? And do you think that any of these incoming cabinet members will actually deal with that?
Yeah, I think, well, to go to, you know, what you started with, like, yes, they are, in my opinion, that's them being responsible. If you look at old journalism, right, at least from what I hear, read about, they're kind of, they had standards that they would go by, you know, the old school journalism where they'd have multiple sources claiming the same thing, right? That way they had more evidence than just an anonymous source, to your point. You know what I'm saying? There was paperwork, there was multiple people, there was government officials, police, you know, whatever it was, there was multiple things to kind of, hey, we're doing the best we can to share this news based off of multiple facts, right? Mm-hmm. Or people saying. Now it's, if somebody whispers something, it becomes truth. It becomes, we got to report on this. Jane Doe over here said that this happened. There's no proof of it, but they go with this. So that is on the responsibility of the media. If you come out and say that Trump's a racist, a Nazi, right? There's no evidence for it, but they base it off of bullshit. And then people believe that he's a Nazi and then kill their families when he wins the election because they're afraid.
Yeah.
How do you not blame them for that?
For sure, dude. And then you like the video that we played where you had the mom talking to her little children saying,
yeah,
you're going to be going to school today. It's going to look a little weird. Oh, don't be.
Yeah.
But like, it is kind of our culture's problem, too, because the media is just putting out a product and they know that people are going to fucking salivate and click on it. You know what I mean? So, yes, I do blame the media, but like, it's the people who are searching for that stuff and reading it and digesting it and wanting to know more about it, you know?
Sure. But like, the media could see, the thing is, clickbait to me is an easy scapegoat. Well, you know, it's just clickbait, you know, like they know what they're. But the thing is we have interesting topics or interesting titles sometimes, and other podcasts have interesting titles. The problem is like, you're still questioning it, right? We try to be very, very clear, especially when we're not sure. Hey, you know, this is just rumors. You know, this is what people are saying. Mm-hmm. I try to always go against the grain and say like, well, what if it could be X, Y, and Z? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if it's the reverse? What if it's more simple than that? You don't see the media saying that. They could come out and say, listen, people are saying that Trump's a Nazi. We can't verify that he's a Nazi. This is why we think that he could be. This is why it looks like he's not. And be neutral. They're not neutral. You know what I'm saying? They're not giving any other side other than he is absolutely a Nazi.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's funny because like those kind of stories used to be like in the tabloids, you know, the stuff that's not really, you know, yeah. Like you're not really believing it. Yeah. You're seeing it like when you're checking out in the grocery store, you're like, oh, that's fucking weird. Anyway. But like now you have like the New York Times or like these publications that have been around for years and people trust them as a valued source. You know what I mean? So it is kind of when you have that reputation built up, it is your responsibility to kind of weed out the bullshit, you know?
Yeah. Well, especially because they're not claiming it to be satire. You know what I'm saying? To your point, they've had long histories of giving decent news, at least appearingly, seemingly decent news.
Yeah.
60s, 70s, 80s, right? Like, I'm sure there's a lot of lies, but I'm saying, again, the journalism was very different back in the 60s and 70s. I think they had more respect for themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that they wanted to get the story, good or bad. They wanted the story to be accurate. And the problem is they came out and they became the Onion, right? Mm, and they didn't tell people they became the Onion. So the people are like, well, the New York Post has been around for 50, 60, 70 years. You know, the New York Times have been around for 100 years. Like, why would we question the New York Times? It's like, no, they changed. They're not the same. They're not, it's not the same thing as you remember, your grandpa remembers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
And they're not telling you about that.
Well, and then you have to ask yourself, are they doing this on purpose? Like, are they setting up the media apparatus to look like a bunch of buffoons to get people not to trust them? So that way they can bring in a brand new system. You know what I mean? Because like Trump, I feel like if Trump put out a news agency like X, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people go to X to get their news now because they don't trust any other source to do that. Like they would trust a collection of community notes and community like independent reporters putting out and agreeing on certain topics rather than going to an independent like standalone newspaper. You know what I mean?
Well, I think with X, it's more about perspectives and multiple perspectives, right? So I think if you go to X, you're looking for the positive, the negative, and everything in between. And you can kind of base your information off of everything that you read, right? Where the media is one giant machine. And so, you know, that watching MSNBC, CBS, ABC, you name all the, you know, alphabets, you're getting the same exact take, right? There's no other side angle to it. No other, like, you know, Fox occasionally will do that. But yeah. So X gives you a point where you could type in Trump, Russia, and you're going to see many, many posts about him being against Russia, for Russia, not for anything sure. to do. It's a good thing, man. I think it's a really positive thing. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose.
Well, yeah, I'm just noticing a trend of losing trust in the establishment, whether that be losing trust in government, losing trust in media, losing trust in healthcare. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that are like, dude, this whole thing has got to be revamped.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I respect the idea. I respect the idea that it's like a thought out plan and they're trying to bring in a new system. In my personal opinion, it's the cheating husband or cheating wife. That's what it is, right? So the husband that's done a bunch of shit to you, and then you start to distrust that person because they continue to do the same shit over and over. Mm. They continue to sneak phone calls. They continue to go out and lie to you where they're at.
What's the stain on your pants, honey?
Yeah.
It's right? Jelly.
So that person, that husband, that wife that does that is never not going to do that. You know, once a cheater, always a cheater. You know that saying?
Yeah.
So that's what the news is. They've been hiding it for a long time. They've been sneaking around for a long time, and people are catching on that they're cheaters, that they're not in this for the relationship. They're not in this for the good of both of you. The news is in this for them and only them, not for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of institutions were finding it's that as well. I mean, like when it came to the miracle medicine, a lot of companies made money regardless of the consequences that happened to people. And I don't know. I mean, looking at this, going back to people killing their family members because of an election. So this was a power lesbian, Corey Burke. Murders.
What is a powered lesbian?
Dude, I think that's where you're fucking super lesbian. You might have like a superpower. Like,
I'm looking it up right now.
Like, if your legs get wrapped around something, that's a chokehold. Oh, you know what I mean?
That's the boa constrictor, bro.
Exactly. But she murdered her father with an ice axe on election night after a meltdown at her Seattle home. And she worked for Blue Origin, dude. So the company, the Amazon's, you know, dick rocket, Blue Origins, she worked there. And she was married to a prominent trans author. All right. You can see this is her. The dick rocket is in the background.
Oh, boy.
And then here's her trans whatever. I don't know. Partner. I'll just say that. But yeah, this was the house, I guess. Like, she started smashing the windows after she killed her dad. She was 33 years old. And I was, you know, instantaneously, I was like, oh, boy, what's going on here? You know what I mean? Because 33 is like.
Yeah.
You know, like, because in the occult or like Freemason, whatever, like 33 is where you get reborn. It's like this new ego death, right? You have this ritual where you die and then you're born again kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking through this and all this stuff. She emerged from her house with blood dripping down her face, and she confessed to the police that she freaked out, claiming that there was something important about election day. Burke reportedly told detectives that, quote, she knew that she could not convince her father to keep the lights off. So she went upstairs and retrieved the murder weapon. Then she tripped her father and strangled him before attacking him with an ice axe. Burke then bit him and hit him several times in the head with the side of the and the side with the blunt and sharp ends of the ice axe. The body was found in the basement. So she had to like actually bite him and all this stuff, right? Burke claimed that she knew that the killing, quote, needed to happen today, according to police. So there's something really weird about this whole thing. Like happening on this day, right? She allegedly told police that she had to bite her father while choking him because, quote, he was too strong. Burke added that she felt better once his father, quote, went limp. And She also told the police that her father labored to breathe after the attack. The defendant sat next to him until he stopped breathing. And, you know, she came out of the house, bloody face. And, you know, she was having this act of liberation. She was smashing several windows and she was reported to be clapping inside of her home when the cops arrived.
Psycho.
But look at this, bro. This is what caught me. The police report also includes her claims that she had been reborn. That's a quote on her 33rd birthday last month. What is that? What's she talking about there? You know what I mean?
I don't like the sound of this. I don't like the sound of this.
And that's where I'm like, dude, was she a witchy woman? Was she like caught up in some occult shit? Like she turned 33 and she was reborn. That's like fucking to a T, bro.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know, man. That's the thing is like, I'm not like all into this that much, you know, like the idea of the numbers, but there's certain aspects where you bring this shit to the table and I have to scratch my head and go like, I can't fucking explain this one. Like, cause it's almost like manufactured. It fits so perfectly. Right. Like, do they put this in the news, you know, just to get people to like talk about like the conspiracy? Like, is that,
it is weird, dude, because she's like saying like it had to be this day. There's something about election day. I told my dad to turn off the lights. He wouldn't turn on the lights. So I went upstairs, grabbed the axe. You know, it's like today's the day. It's like, why is today the day? She claimed that she was reborn when she turned 33. The ego death. She's getting rid of all of her past problems. Who the fuck knows? Mm. She's being charged with first degree murder and being held at a $2 million bail. So she ain't getting out.
No, she ain't getting out, bro.
So it's just strange. And like the whole Blue Origin connection, like what is this trying to tell? I don't know. Is it trying to tell us anything or was she just really fucking deranged? You know?
Yeah. I like if I had to just guess, she's deranged as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people are nuts, man. I that's the thing is they're just crazy. And unfortunately, I mean, this is no disrespect towards the left or any of that stuff, but like in order to believe the things that a lot of them believe, you have to be delusional to an extent, like completely numb to reality. And so the idea that she would do this or that she'd be this way and she's a power lesbian, which I guess looking that up on Reddit, take it for what it is. It's just a person that has like strong influence or is very driven or a social media presence, like somebody that has a lot of spunk and they're also
some sway, huh?
Yeah, so super scissors, you know what I'm saying?
Super scissors.
The super scissors. So I don't know what kind of public influence she had, but the thing is they're all a little crazy. So they prop each other up, and when this happens, I guarantee she has a tons of followers that are probably, yeah, her dad needed to die. This guy was a Trump supporter, X, Y, and Z, you know.
Dude, it's so weird. Like because normally, like, I do find there's a lot of articles with people either dying or killing people at the age of 33. You know what I mean? And you could say, well, there's plenty of articles of people dying at age 34, 32, and all these other ages, too. But they're not, like, super highlighted in the news. And this was a prime article that was right on the front page of Daily Mail. And I'm like, why is this article right on the top? There's a ton of shit going on in the world. Why is this one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty gruesome. You know what I'm saying? People like crime. They like the crime thrillers. So you're talking about a youngish woman who kills her father with an ice pick on election day, politically driven. This checks off a lot of boxes, bro. I mean, this is news.
Yeah. Do you think that there might be an agenda, and it could not, maybe it's just fucking, maybe it's real. Maybe it's not an agenda at all. Maybe it's just fucking how it is. But like, setting the tone of mental health and illness with trans and the LGBTQ movement. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think you're onto something there. There's been no shortage of situations, even when it comes to like serial killers or mass murderers, mass shooters,
the school shooting,
who happens to be trans or gay or lesbian. Those are hidden quite extensively about the identity of the shooters.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like you can't hide it for that long. right? And again, like, I'm not being right. Listen, I believe that people are gay. I believe people are gay. I believe that people are into the same sex. And I think, although that wasn't accepted for a long time, I think most people accept the idea of that, right, in society.
Mm-hmm.
The issue comes with this other stuff. The different them, she, hers, the alphabet
mutating,
soup.
Like taking drugs to mutate your body. And that's where I could definitely see a pathway to messing some things up in your brain. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because to me, and listen, I know some people aren't going to agree with this, but to me, like, if you see a gay couple, lesbian or gay, either way, they're just normal people, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the flamboyant over the top. They're just normal people.
Yeah.
They're living their life. They're working jobs. They're a lot of them have families of their own. They are paying rent. They're just normal Americans. It's not till you get into the other shit that you start seeing actual illness. Like, to me, that's actual illness. When you think you're something you're not, when you're willing to mutilate your body. And I'm not talking like basic mutilation here. We're talking about altering an entire human being.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you. And I don't mean that negatively. Like, you need help. You really need help. And so the idea that they're okay and people are supporting that leads to this, in my opinion.
And I know, like, because she was actually not a trans person. She was just a lesbian, but she was
a lesbian,
married or dating this transgender woman, right? So I'm just saying, like, she was in that kind of range. She wasn't taking the drug supposedly, but she'd had a history of mental illness, it says.
She supports it, though. At the end of the day, she supports it, man.
Yeah. And so I just I wonder what happened with her father. That would just be super interesting to find out, like, the backstory of, like, because I mean, to sit there and strangle him and bite him and literally watch his last breath, like, there's some fucked up history there, bro.
They will always tell you, watching the crime shows, that anytime that you're stabbing or choking, that is the most intimate murder. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, there's hatred involved with that, because shooting a person, you're really not feeling it. You pull a trigger, but you're not engaged. Choking someone, you're literally feeling them dying. You know what I mean? You're controlling it.
You have plenty of time to think about what you're doing. Like, you have time to let go and be like, dude, should I keep on going? Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
It's a gruesome way to go. And so, and also the fact that she was I don't know what her father looks like. The fact that she was overpowering him just lets you kind of know how much rage there really was with it.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe she just, like, hit him over the head and then kind of overpowered him. You know what I mean? It's because
sure,
that's a weak man if you let your daughter take over. I mean, come on now. Come on now. Well, yeah, I know. Maybe he was paralyzed or something. Who the hell knows? But
unfortunately, I don't think that there's probably many more of these, if not murder. I'm sure there was a lot of domestic violence. There was a lot of shit going on January 5th, man. Or, I'm sorry, November 5th.
Mm-hmm.
People were raging. You know what I'm saying about this? So, yeah, I'm sure some lesbian couples beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that. Hopefully everybody just cools their freaking jets, dude. Because, like, that, when I see stuff like that, I'm like, really, you guys, it's an election. In 4 years, we're going to have another one. You're going to have to deal with the same old shit.
Yeah.
But this other story that I have here, and then we can get into some of the picks because I'm kind of curious.
Okay. Sorry, my daughter came in.
It's all good, man. She can say hi.
Oh, wow. Wow. She painted her fingernails. So she actually has dango. To show me. You like, can I show them? Ooh.
Whoa. Good job.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. You got to go back out there real quick, okay?
Is she going to paint your fingernails next, Dave?
No, she will not.
You're like,
no,
fuck that.
Sorry, man. Kids, you know what I'm saying? They come in to hang out.
Every time I like start my show, like, they're going to come down here and be like, I got to take a poop. Could you wipe my butt? I'm like, dude,
do it before the show. Luckily, I didn't have to deal with that. I dealt with some pretty fingernails. You know what I'm saying?
There we go. Well, so this is the story here is that you have this Poly Market. I don't know. Have you heard of Poly Market?
Oh, yeah.
So I had never heard about it until election night. And I was going
election night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. No need. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so I went to polymarket.com. I was watching the trends, you know, and the graphs and all that stuff. So their CEO was basically, I don't know, raided by the FBI this morning because he was so accurate at predicting the Trump win. And so the FBI seized his phone and computer this morning. And this is the Shane Copeland is the startup Polymarket guy. Right. And then like there's some graphs and stuff down here that kind of show like this. Right. Because Elon Musk was pointing this out. He was tweeting out this website. That's what made me go there, because I was like, what's he predict? What is this? Like, just this gigantic gap here, right, of this prediction. And it was like basically saying it like 98% that Trump was going to win by like 8 p.m. So I was like, OK, he's fucking got it in the bag. And it was predicting the Senate race and the House race and all that stuff, saying like there's a 74% chance that the Republicans or Republicans are going to sweep this whole thing. Right. And
go ahead. Actually, just finish up here.
But this is pretty much results as of 9 a.m. November 10th. So this is what they're predicting, right? And this is November 10th. So this is the actual result. And I guess his system predicted this to a T. So okay. I don't know.
So first of all, I don't believe any of this shit. So, okay. So this website is a betting site.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why I'm struggling with this. Now, listen, I'm going to be very clear. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not talking about you, but anybody in the audience, I didn't partake. What's it called again? It's a Polymarket.
Polymarket.
Yep. I didn't partake in Polymarket. I don't bet. I don't personally do that kind of shit, but a lot of people do. In certain states, you can't even do that. But Polymarket is just a betting site, man. So people get on there and they buy like a bet. They buy that like Trump's going to win the election. Kamala will win the election. This has been talked about for weeks, man. Like people like Tim Pool, Steven Crowder, those guys, all the main shows, they talk about Polymarket. They're using it as a reference, not as a poll, because it is not a poll. They use it as a... Okay, so you know, anytime that you put money on something,
yeah, it usually has. So they were saying that the betting markets were actually more predictable than the polls, because why would people be putting money into something that they think they're going to lose? You know,
well, yeah. So that's the thing. It's like anytime you have money on the line, you're if you're willing to gamble your cash, you're usually believing what you're gambling in, and to some extent. And so the thing is that I don't understand why they would rate it. People just bet. They had this feeling that Trump was going to win. Or some people bet for Kamala. Obviously, there were some. It's not 74% chance that Trump will win. When you saw Polymarket at, let's say, I'm making up numbers, but at 60-40, right?
Mm-hmm.
It meant that 60% of the bets coming in were for Trump to win. 40% of the bets coming in were for Kamala to win. It's not a prediction of this is the number he's going to get, or this is the percentage that he'll likely win. It's just... that's how many people voted. So the reason that it was used as a guide was there's the polls, which we've all questioned the polls for many, many years.
Yeah.
But when people are putting money on it, it's a big deal. Now, even like Tim Pool, for example, I talked about right before the election, you're going to see an uptick in Kamala Harris Polymarket, which you did. And what it is that like if you sell, it's like stocks. Really. Yeah. If you buy in at Trump, you know, like you pay a dollar, you know, when he was down, you pay a buck, you win five if he wins. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if the market's good, you pay a dollar, you only win a nickel. So people can sell and buy, you know what I'm saying? These things. So people were selling once it was high, they were selling it, you know what I'm saying? To like Kamala, because people were willing to take a chance and put money on Kamala knowing that she's losing. But if for some chance that she did win, because remember those votes that came in at 3 a.m., you know, the last election cycle. Sure.
Well, it
if
looks
that
like,
happens, they win big bucks.
It looks like she was only ahead of Trump for this little sliver in between August and September, and then maybe a little bit in, you know, September, October-ish.
Yeah.
But then...
yeah, but you notice that hump right there? So how it goes down for Kamala and then has a little peak right before the 5th?
Like right here?
See, that's Trump. It goes down, right? With Trump. And then Kamala's goes up a little bit. See it?
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that was that buy-off where people were starting to like just put money on Kamala, knowing that they could win big money if she does actually win it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's a slow bit of an uptick. Now, when you see that drop off, that was obviously her not winning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's her going to less than 1%.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but see, what I don't get is why, like, how, I don't know how you rate this. This is not something that Pauly Market was like, we're predicting it. This was them saying, who are you guys picking?
Right.
And this is the group picking. Like, I don't understand how you could go anything with that.
This is saying billionaire Trump supporter Peter Thiel raised about $70 million in funding for Pauly Market, according to Forbes reports earlier this year. Copeland, the guy whose stuff got raided, has also been seen photographed looking chummy with Donald Trump Jr.
And?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. In 2022, the online gambling platform was forced to pause its trading in the U.S. and to pay $1.4 million penalty to settle charges with the Commodities Future Trading Commission that it had failed to register with the agency. So there's like a lot of like red tape shit that they are getting charged with.
I mean, can you imagine if we went to CNN and we said we need to raid CNN because they put out a poll saying that Kamala Harris is going to win. And look at this picture of Kamala Harris with CNN. I mean, it's literally like it's the same bullshit.
Here it is. Dude.
The only thing is that this is something that people bet on. People made this bet. This was a poll in the sense that people were putting their money where their mouth is. You know what I mean?
It's right here. So this is being speculated in France, other countries. So after the election, a mystery French trader raked in a whopping $85 million in profits. So more than $50 million that was previously reported. So 1 week before the election, a Fortune report said analysts at two crypto research firms found widespread evidence of wash trading on Pauly Market. I have no idea what that is. Oh, it says right here. An illegal form of market manipulation in which a trader buys and sells the same entity to create a false impression of market activity.
Who cares?
So Pauly Market's saying, like, we're not doing this shit. We have rules and regulations on this. But that's where they're looking at. They're looking at like France and this gamble stuff.
Who cares? Nancy Pelosi makes millions off of working for the government and selling trade.
Investigate
that.
Who
gives a fuck? I'm so sick of this shit. Who fucking cares? Okay. There's tons of people in this country that profit majorly, right? Look at fucking GameStop, for example, right? The market was being swayed by a certain thing. People were putting money into it and the government had to shut that shit down because they couldn't control it anymore. Why aren't they arrested for that? Like, people are going to manipulate the market. And again, this isn't a poll. People chose to put their... That guy won money more than likely because he put a lot of money into it.
Yeah. All right. You'd have to, right?
There you go. And because it was Trump and Trump was favored, he had to have put a lot of money into it because Trump's return on that was not... That's like betting on... You know, you got an undefeated NFL team going against a losing team. Yeah. If you pay out for the winning team, the team that's undefeated, if you say, I'm going to put $100 on that team, how much is your payout going to be? Not existent, because they know that they're going to win probably. Mm-hmm. And so you get like 5 cents for every dollar you put. Now, if you were to bet on the losing team and they actually pulled off a victory, you would make a massive amount of money on that money. So why he had to have put a lot of money in to even just win that back. To be honest,
$85 million, bro. Fuck.
I mean, maybe he put $40 million on it. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, could have. And I mean, that's his prerogative. I guess he goes by like his screen name. He goes by the alias Theo.
Oh, cool. Theo Vaughn.
That's what I'm saying. Like Theo. Come on. I was thinking like Cleo, like,
oh, Cleopatra, dude, that's,
or just that, like the woman who could read your mind.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cleo,
Miss Cleo,
the fucking, yeah.
Call me in the middle of the night. I take your money.
Are you looking for a husband? No.
Oh yeah.
So listen, this to me is a huge nothing burger. I got to be honest with you. It's a way that they're trying to explain away Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with the landslide victory this guy just had. It's a fact that they listen. What was the Notre Dame of polling that was wrong as fuck?
The Nostradamus.
Did I say Nostradamus? Nostradamus. So that guy came out. He was dead wrong, and so they were asking him like, how are you so wrong? He's like, well, there was all these things that happened that have never happened before. That's why none of it is accurate, because you never know how this shit's going to shake out. So just leave it at that. Just say, hey, yeah, I was. You'll see a lot of people. They come out and they said, I was dead wrong. I didn't realize that his support was this strong. I didn't take into consideration X, Y, and Z. They're just wrong. And that's why polls are taken with a grain of salt, you know?
Yeah, no. And like, honestly, a betting site is way more accurate, because like when you look at like Super Bowl odds and you're seeing who's putting their mouth where the money is, where their mouth is, it's like, yeah, you're going to kind of trust those trends a little bit more because people have something to lose. So it's like
100%.
If they've done the research and they're willing to put that much money down, like you kind of have to see the trend of, hey, whatever wherever the money's going, that's the way that it's going to likely land.
Yeah. So two things. If you remember the interviews where Don Lemon was rocking around New York City and all these other places and asking people who they're voting for, and then they say Trump, and he would say, well, why? And they're like, well, the economy's shitty. And he'd be like, no, the economy's actually really good. The people would laugh at him. They'd be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And the issue is this. So with these poly market stuff, regular people who are feeling the effects of regular bad economy know that it's not right. And these elites have no clue what's going on. They just don't have a clue. They're not connected to the average person. So that in one is why poly market is solid.
I wouldn't call Don Lemon a fucking elite. I think the elite know what's going to happen. I feel like they anticipated Trump winning, but like Don Lemon, he's just a fucking, dumbass.
Yeah, I don't want to say he's elite, but you get what I'm saying. He's the mainstream media. Maybe that's the best way to put it.
Did you see that he's like quitting X because Elon got appointed to Trump's cabinet?
Oh, who gives a shit? Don Lemon can go rub his nuts on him.
Well,
he
got fired. Like, he's like, fuck that. I'm leaving. You're not going to fire me.
I do want to say before we move on to anything else, like with poly market, you also, again, have to take it with a grain of salt, because there are many people who are going to bet for Kamala, even though they know Trump's going to win, because it's the best bet. If they put $100 on Kamala, their hope is, I'm okay with losing $100, but if she wins, you know, I'm going to win $1,000. I'm going to win $5,000, because the odds were against her.
For sure.
So that's why you can't really even take it seriously, because even bets for Kamala could just be bets of hoping she actually pulls something off to win extra cash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder how many people were like wanting Kamala to win just because they would win a lot of money.
That would be sad.
Yeah. Right.
Because America's on the line in a lot of ways. So you're like, yeah, I won $1,000 and we're all going to die in a war. So that's cool, dude. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we can go there. Let's get into like Trump's picks, dude, because like,
yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of stuff on this Hegseth guy, you know, the guy with the We the People tattoo. And remember back in the day, I was thinking about getting that tattoo. I'm like, dude, I'm thinking about getting like We the People.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, dude, no, like so many people have that.
It's a generic tattoo, you know, but I have generic tattoos. There's nothing wrong with it.
But like that guy, I've seen a lot of clips of him being like pro war. Like he really wants to go to war. He backs like the Ukraine stuff. He's like against Russia. So like there's this weird conundrum where it's like, we all know that Ukraine is corrupt as fuck and the spending is just ridiculous. Ukraine is not winning this war, no matter how much money or weapons we send over there. Right. That's like the sentiment. So then you have this group on the right that is pointing out things like Russia is exposing the truth. Russia is finding biolabs. Russia is blah, 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 insinuating that they are the good guy in this conflict, right?
Yeah.
So Pete Hegseth is against Russia. He's calling them whatever. And he's also pro-Ukraine. He's like, you know, from all odds, he's like very pro-Israel, which, I mean, there's all of Trump's picks are pro-Israel. So, I mean, what are you going to do? There's like, I mean, you
the
can't.
The vast majority of Americans are pro-Israel. Yeah, I just want to be very clear.
You can't find anyone in Congress who doesn't take money from APEC, except for Matt Gaetz, I guess. And so I don't like there's just a lot that looks like he's OK if we get into a war like Israel, Iran and you know, if USA has to go into war with that, then we will. So that's one thing that I worry about. And then same thing with Rubio, dude. Rubio has opened. He has come out with a red flag law. He endorsed it. He wrote it. He put it out there. Not only that, but he is a war hawk as well, man. Like, notoriously, he's like okay with the Iraq war. He's okay with Ukraine. He's like, I think he voted yay on a lot of the Ukraine spending bills.
You think he did or did he?
I don't know. I don't know. But I know that one of Trump's picks did. I forget which one did. But like, I'm just like looking at some of these picks. I'm like, dude, like, they're not the looking like the real deal to me, but
I like them. Yeah, I dig them, dude. I'll go against you. I like them. I think they're good. I think they're sure. I am with you on the concerns. Now, what I'll fight back on is I don't care that people listen. You're talking about a war veteran. I'm not saying that all veterans love war, but they also did sign up and were willing to fight for the country and do hard shit and do things that were. Well, I'd say the average person.
You're talking about Hegseth?
Hegseth, for an example. Yeah, well, yeah.
He campaigned for John McCain. So I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, listen, man.
Who knows? I mean, maybe John McCain's a good guy.
I don't know if McCain's a good guy.
I don't know.
I haven't really got into that much of the Ukraine-Russia shit. I think a lot of people don't like Russia. So I get that he's not really in favor of Russia. Mm-hmm. I don't think Russia's good or bad, to be honest with you. I also am not for the people that say Russia's good. I will not stand for that.
Yeah.
I don't think Russia is good. I don't think they're evil either, to be fair. Listen, the guy has a long history in the military. I think, you know, just talking to or seeing videos of other soldiers who had worked with him. He seems like a good leader. He seems like a patriotic person. And listen, what was that guy's name that was in, and he ended up being kind of a shithead. Actually not good at all, but was the Mattis.
Yeah. Okay. Mad Dog yeah, Mattis.
So, yeah. Yeah. So listen, I'm not talking about what had happened at the end, but when he was brought in, if you remember, we were all loving the fact that this guy was like, I will fucking destroy you. You don't fuck with us. I will fucking, you know, we'll kill your entire, you won't have a family left to go to. Listen, that's part of the military. Okay. I understand like not being for war. We shouldn't want war, but we also want to make sure that the guys that come in who are running these positions of the military are also prepared to go into war if we have to, and are also going to be savages. We want savages. I'm sorry. We don't want pussies. We don't want a woke DEI fucking military machine, because the truth is we're going to have to use it. Like, the idea that we're never going to war again is not real. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. We will be in a war again. So,
yeah, no,
I want strong leadership.
There's a way to get into, I mean, there's people who want to go to war just to make money and just to go to war. And like, yeah, there's people that have a devout faith and think that Israel is the promised land and they're willing to do anything to go to war with it. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
like,
I don't believe that. I think, I think he can read too much into it.
No, I mean, there's tons of clips of him, and that's why I'm like, dude, I don't really trust this Hegseth guy. I don't think it was a good pick.
Yeah, I'm like annoyed with the Israel shit. I gotta be honest with you. I think there's a lot of propaganda with it, to be honest, on both sides. I think Israel, we need to support Israel in a lot of ways. That's my opinion, just straight up. I think it's a one country in the middle of a cesspool that we have to kind of help. I don't think we should send troops. I don't think that we should do that shit. But if we need to support, we have, like, I'm not opposed to that personally. I'm also not like some religious zealot who's like, oh, Israel is the motherland. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not my thing, but some people are.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that, but
well, Hegseth even talked about building the third temple again, dude. I mean, That's like right in the preface. So there's a lot of stuff where I'm just, the research that I've done, I'm going, dude, like this guy's walking the walk, talking the talk. So,
okay. Well, so what good things have you heard
about his cabinet?
No, Hegseth. What good things have you heard about him?
I mean, he was in the military, I guess. Like, he supported our country.
See, that's the problem, though. You haven't done it. Listen, I'm not criticizing you, but I'm criticizing you because this is you and a lot of people. They get hung up on certain things and they don't look at positives. Now, you, me, Chris, name it, Trump, right? Everybody in existence has things that are dumb. There's things that I think that you believe in that are really fucking weird and radical, right? To me. I'm just like, well, I don't get it. There's things that I believe that you probably think is weird and dumb. So that doesn't make you a bad person. That doesn't make you anything other than a person who looks into other things.
For sure. And there are certain things where he said, I forget what the context was, but he did say something where I'm like, okay, yeah, I do agree with that. But like for the most part, he was hired not for anything else. This like war was his genre, right? Whatever his position was going to be in. So I'm like, that's what I'm focusing on is like, what is his stance on war?
And what's that guy's name? Sean. He has a podcast, a military guy, ex-Marine or a Green Beret. What's his name? Sean something.
The bald dude with like the green background and the leather chairs and shit.
Yeah. That guy. Okay. So he does a lot with the military. You see a lot of interviews with him. He does a lot of big shows. Hegseth was on that. And I thought there was a lot of great quotes and lines from that. So like the one thing that if you look at the positive, this guy is absolutely dead set on. And at the time that he did the interview, he's saying like, listen, once Trump wins, he's going to have to, you know, pick a new Secretary of Defense. And what I would do if it was me is I would fire every person, every general who was okay with the wokeism, who was okay with the DEI. Like we have to have a strong military. We can't allow this shit to bleed us out. So I would be firing every single person who had anything to do with it. That's a win. To me, that's a huge win. Like we have to have people that can go in there and say, listen, I don't give a shit what your medals are or how long you've been in here. If this is how you're going to run shit, we don't need you. So see you later.
Yeah. So I think that's what that's one of the quotes that I'm looking at it right here. So like he was talking about like reforming the military leadership, right?
Yes.
So he was saying something about like, we shouldn't have women in these roles. You know what I mean? Like you just coming out saying like, there's roles where we've started introducing women and they've been proven to not really be strong enough.
It's overwhelming.
Or capable of performing something that traditionally men have done. And so that's something where I'm like, okay, I tend to agree because like, if there is something where you have to pick somebody up, like if I'm going into combat with you and you have to pick me up, I know you can do it. You don't think that I could I probably couldn't pick you up. You know what I mean? So it'd be
I'm a big guy.
It'd be like one of those things where you're like weighing the odds there and you're going, Greg's kind of like a woman in this situation, you know?
No. See, like to your point, what it needs to be, it's not that it's women. Okay. There are some women that are fucking strong as
exactly.
shit, bro.
Yeah.
The problem with the military is because of the wokeism, because the DEI and all the other shit that's going on. They've changed the rules for women. So they do not have to do the same things that men do in basic training. And that should not be acceptable.
No, if they can go in there, do the things in basic training.
Remember G.I. Jane? Remember the movie G.I. Jane?
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, I know it's a movie, but my point is that she went in there and she had to put up with the same things that the men were doing. She got her ass kicked, but she kept going. Mm-hmm. She proved herself and she became whatever. So that's what we need to get back to. We cannot alter the rules and say, well, you only have to do 10 pushups to the guy's 100. That's not going to cut it. And that needs to be stopped.
Yeah, that is something that I like. I like the reformation of the military. Let's like get the weak sauce shit.
Yeah.
Let's get the trans stuff out. Let's like become hardened again. You know what I mean? Like, let's look at least like give the presence of a freaking rock hard battlefield. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right now, it's just all fluff and stuff. Remember when we were kind of comparing, this was several years ago, we were comparing a Russia video on like, there were like hard dudes, shaved head, jumping out of airplanes, fucking blowing shit up. And then you had like a rainbow video, like cartoon for the US.
Yeah.
And it was like this girl talking about, when I was a young girl and we crossed the bridge and I had a rainbow and I was licking a lollipop. I'm like, dude, really? That's your join the army now? Campaign?
Yeah. Yeah. See, and that's where I'm being honest. That's where I'm differing on you on this is that just being so like even being around the drinking bros, Dan and those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like there are a lot of military guys involved with the Black Rifle Coffee, Dan himself, some people that were coming in. I think what you have to understand is I don't think most people do not want to go to war. Okay. Most people don't want to risk something for something stupid. But you also have to understand too, that like Dan, for example, I mean, I think a lot of our listeners have listened to their show.
Mm-hmm.
I always perceived it as like, sure, he doesn't want to go to war, but if he has to, or if he feels like he needs to, he's a fucking killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to be like, dude, I don't want to, but if we get it, I'm fucking stoked to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's the mentality of it. Dude.
Yeah. It like, that's the whole thing is like, if we have to,
and if we have to,
that is a very, like, that's something where I feel like we haven't done a lot of digging into as far as the excuses coming from the State Department, right? The straight out kind of like premonitions that they know when things are going to happen. Like Blinken, right before Russia invaded, he's like, we have strong intel that Russia is going to invade Ukraine over the weekend. And then remember, he's like, this guy was like, what's your source on that? He's like, I just said that. I am the source. What are you? I'm telling you right now. I'm the source.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things where do these people want it for a specific reason other than defending our country? You know?
Okay, but here's the problem though. Again, listen. I think it's the issue is you can't. How can you assume what somebody's thinking? Right. Like let's put it that way. It's if you look at courts, you can't assume that you understand what's in their head at the time of a killing or anything else. Right. That's presumptive. And so because of all the shenanigans and all the conspiracy behind certain things, that's what everybody's head goes to immediately. Well, it has to be for profit. It can't just be. And we've gone brown.
No. Yeah. Man, like, over this. So I know there's like there's many. It's multifaceted, man. Like, and that's the whole thing is like war. Why should we get into this? Because then you can go into like the domino effect and just like Vietnam, because Vietnam was a bullshit excuse, dude. Like it's communism. And if they take over, then it's going to be a domino effect. And that was the main reason.
Clear. That was very clear. And there was also that was set up. They had fake shit happening to get us into that war.
But at the time, no one thought it was fake shit because no one was paying attention.
I understand that. You know? I understand that. But like even with like the weapons of mass destruction, there were a lot of people that were coming out saying like, I'm not buying this shit. Like, I'm not. Where's the proof? Like, where's the proof that they have weapons of mass destruction? There was never really any hard evidence. Right. But they still push forward. I think we can all agree that that was like, I don't believe that shit. I'm not believing it. You know what I mean? But some people did. Sure. But like there can, two things can be true at the same time. Like war can be necessary and profits can also be made. You know what I'm saying? Like we could, like there may be a situation where war is necessary and people of course are going to profit off of the situation that's happening in front of them.
Yeah. I think with war, profit is always made. And that's the problem is there's never a war where people don't make money, you know? And like, it changes the dynamic of the global market and the global system. And I get and that's what I want us to be very careful before we just, and that's what I worry about, dude, honestly, like, because I think Rubio doesn't give two shits. He'd be willing to go to war right now. And Hegseth, I don't know if he would be. I know that he has experience, so like he would be more hesitant, right?
I believe that.
But like, I don't know. I just have to see what these guys
do. You have the advisor. What was his name? Mike Waltz. Is that his name? Is the first name right?
Yeah, Waltz.
So listen, what I'm saying is those guys have all served. They've served in good positions and high operative positions, right? They understand war. Tulsi Gabbard has been in situations.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has already proven that he's not going to be a president that's going to just immediately go to war. I think if we give him the benefit of the doubt, he didn't start anything major. He actually withheld from some attacks. He did have there's a situation with Iran or whatever, I believe it was. But I'm just saying like we could have got ourselves into trouble and he didn't allow it to go there. Okay. So like, let's give him some credit. Let's give him some respect on the fact that like, that doesn't seem to be his thing. And he had Warhawks, bro. You want to talk about Warhawks? Yeah. In the first presidency, Trump had Major Bolton. Are you kidding me? Like, so what I'm saying is I'm not concerned that Trump's going to just all of a sudden turn a blind eye and be like, let him go. Let him have him. You know, like, that's not going to happen, dude. I'm okay with a guy who's aggressive. I'm okay with a guy who is willing to go to war if necessary to go to war. The Israel shit. Like, I'm just, me personally, I'm just not in that same realm as you are with it. I don't care. I just don't care. And I know some people really care. It doesn't affect my daily life at all.
Well, I think people will care about it because I think it's going to happen. I think all the signs are there. I think the stuff's ramping up, and maybe I'm wrong, dude. Maybe it will never happen.
What? What will happen?
I think Israel and Iran are going to war.
Listen, I think Iran is backing off of that shit already, dude. Just from all the reports that I've seen, it seems like they're already kind of backtracking on this whole thing.
Okay. Well, if Iran,
their dollar's falling apart. That was the news 2 days ago. They're starting to lose the thing. Trump became president. They're already, no one wants to go to war with America, especially with Trump on their back. They don't want to fucking do it. Not Biden. It's not Kamala. So I don't think that's going to be an issue, like, personally.
Well, and that's always been the case too, is like, not always, but sometimes you get these countries that are saying, I don't want to have war. I don't want to do this. And then they're provoked into going into war. You know what I mean? Like 9/11, like Pearl Harbor, like Russia, honestly, like the whole reason why they invaded Ukraine is because the red line, dude, you crossed the red line. Ukraine was the red line for Russia. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, I feel like if something were to happen to Israel and then they blamed it on Iran, Israel's going to be like, fuck it, dude. Like, now is the time because we're not going to do this shit anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like, I'm hyping that up and that's all just like worst case scenario. And maybe I'm focusing too much on that. So I'm going to give,
I don't think it's a bad thing, man. I want to be clear. Like, I like debating you. I think you research a lot of things that I don't research. And I think that's a good thing. You're looking at it from a very different perspective than I look at things. And I think that's positive. Chris looks at things very differently too. I just feel like it's easy to start going on the deep end. That's all I'm going to say. And if you look at the history of our podcast, we've been doing it for years now. We've had many discussions about all different things and all different. I mean, we've gone through so much shit in the past 4 or 5 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy shit. I mean, we're talking some crazy shit has happened in the past 5 years. I just feel like when you look at it from a not overboard standpoint and try to be base as possible and level with it, like, those are usually the outcomes. That's just how it happens. Like, I'm not saying that the conspiracies don't exist. I'm not saying that Israel's not a problem. I think that they are definitely a problem in a lot of ways, but the idea that, like, that we're just going to have an outtake of war, like, there's been many opportunities for Iran to do this. And why would they not do it under a Biden administration?
Because they wouldn't have the support. Because, I mean, the Democrats don't really support Israel as much as, I mean, maybe, I don't know.
I think the government supports Israel. And that is why Kamala Harris lost a lot of support, because of the pro-Palestinian groups that understood that she supports Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the idea that they don't support it is bullshit. It's on top of that.
I mean, Trump only got,
idea that,
what,
20? Why, I'm talking about Iran. Why would Iran not attack Israel if they wanted to attack Israel with a weak government in the United States?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like, why would you want to wait till Trump gets in office? Where, like, if you're Iran and you want to do something, you're going to wait till the president, who probably is going to actually spend money and actually try to take you down. They've been wanting to take down Iran. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either, man. I don't either. I don't foresee war. That's where I'm at with it. I just don't foresee it. I think what I noticed is that Trump's building, like, an aggressive, loyal cabinet and group of people. I want to be very clear on the loyal part, right? Like, we were criticizing the picks that he had before because a lot of them were establishment people, right? And you could argue that some of these are as well, maybe, but they're also the people that are not listen, you can talk to a lot of Republicans are speaking out against these picks. And they're saying, like, well, I don't know why he didn't put so-and-so in. It's like, that's the person that you would want him to put in, right? That's the person that the government would want him to install. They don't want to install Matt Gaetz as X, Y, and Z. They don't want Elon Musk to be involved.
Yeah. I mean, like Lee Zeldin, you know, who the hell knows, dude? Mike Waltz, JD Vance. Those are the ones where I'm like, really? Who? Why? You know, but I, you know, he has his reasons. So we're in the kind of like sit and wait game because like,
I agree.
You can judge everybody on their past performance.
Yeah.
But it's not fair because people have the right to change their mind.
I agree.
And that's where I'm like, we got,
what do you think about Matt Gaetz as Attorney General?
I think that that would be pretty badass, dude. And that's just me, but like,
I agree.
I've seen some stuff with Matt Gaetz and like Epstein stuff that's kind of weird, but it's just like his relationship with like other people who have relationship with Epstein. But it's like, you know, I think that he would be pretty entertaining. I don't know. Like I'm seeing stuff come out about like this human trafficking thing again, child trafficking thing again, tying that back to Matt Gaetz. So that's coming up again because everybody's going to have to vote on him.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be pretty rough. And but I think he has a fucking big chin energy, dude. He's got that big chin energy, and I think he knows how to take care of himself. So I think he'll walk out there and be like, look, this is fraud. This is fraudulent. Like, here's the proof.
Yeah.
So you guys, you can't, like, lie anymore.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's, you know, if we're going to end it, I think that's where I'm at with it. Matt Gaetz just being one of the many pieces. I like that they're not old, long-time politicians. Most of these people are younger. Most of them haven't been in politics, especially the war guys, the veterans, the Tulsi Gabbards, those people like Vivek coming in and being part of this commission with Elon. I like the idea of like, we complain about the system being fucked up and the system having a bunch of old heads who aren't changing a goddamn thing, dude, let's be real. And then when we get a president who's like, let's give this guy a try. He's loyal. He's a patriot. Let's put him in the position. Then people are like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Like, let's try it. Like, what do we have to lose? Trump is not going for reelection at this point, right? So maybe this is what we need. New faces, new ideas.
Well, and that's, you know, that's my whole thing is like, I'm seeing a bunch of people talk about like previous vote history. They're talking about like John Ratcliffe, the new CIA director, actually voted to or was like a proponent for renewing the FISA court, that whole thing. So it's like, you got a question, like, why did you do that? And I guess like, that's what the news is for. Like, sit down and ask the questions. Like, you did this in the past. Like, why? You know, like the way that they abused FISA to go after Trump. Why were you okay with them renewing this whole thing? It's clearly unconstitutional. It's being used in an unconstitutional way. It's not being used the way that it was set up. Why did you vote for it? That kind of thing.
And I'll be honest. That's the one guy, really, like the one major guy that I really don't know much about. And so that's an important position. And I'm with you on that 100%. Like, you better answer for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a big part of that we need to change.
Yeah, it's just, it's those one or two questions. Like, if I could ask these people just one or two questions, or if like somebody can, and at least if they have some proper response and say like, you know what, like, I used to do this, this, and this. I don't really care about that anymore. Or like, who knows? Maybe they still do care about it and they have like a better rationale as to something that I haven't thought about. I don't know.
Or maybe they're like, hey, listen, the FISA court is good if it's actually controlled the right way. And I, you know, I mean, like, hey, it was rogue. You know what I'm saying? But like, if it was a controllable situation where you had good people doing what they're supposed to, this is why it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Just explain it one way or the other is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. Yeah. I mean, listen, we got a lot of picks left. There's a lot of people that are going to come in, but a lot of these faces are people that we know and have heard about. So it's not like, hey, let's find out who this person is. We know who they are. Mm-hmm. That's a positive and a negative.
Yeah, but I do want to give the road to redemption a possibility. You know what I mean? Like, if they had some fucking shady history, like, let's give them a chance. You know what I mean?
Well, let's see, man. Let's see if they can answer. A lot of them have to be voted in, so they're going to have to attest to some of the stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, too. That's true.
Yeah, man. So I'm here for it. I'm here for it, dude. I like it. I like the minds being blown. I like liberal heads popping all over the place. They're scared.
Yeah, I don't like liberals killing their family members though. So
listen. We don't need to pop other people's heads. Just theirs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be fine.
There we go. Right on, man. Dave. Well, yeah, everybody, thanks for joining us in the chat. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, tons of chat movement going on over here. Make sure to join us over on Patreon this Friday. I don't know if Chris will be able to make it, but
yeah,
I'll be here. Yep. Nonetheless, I think we'll both be here. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
I can't wait to be in studio again. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot better having the headphones and the microphone and whole thing. So
absolutely.
Soon, my friend.
All right, everybody. Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. And then until next time, everybody, just sayonara.
Sayonara, man. Leave a comment if you want part of my American back, baby.
Do it.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.